Okay, this is going to be an interesting story. So I'm actually currently in New York, and I was walking around Times Square. And this little girl was selling these teddy bears, and I asked her what it was for. She responded by saying it was for a fundraiser, and it's to help with child abduction and to raise funds to get loved ones back to their families. I told her that, you know, it was great and asked if the bear had a name, and she excitedly said yes, that all their names are Mr. Bear. I responded with, "Wow, these bears must be special to you." And she said, "Yeah, absolutely, they absolutely are." And funnily enough, you know, me being the salesperson that I am, I told her to close me on a bear. And she started to list off all the benefits, and I started to act unimpressed, and and she could tell, and you know, she could tell that I started to get uninterested, and she said, "Sir, just one more chance, please." She then stopped being salesy and told me how she has one for herself, and that the reason why they're special, and this was the part where I was absolutely, you know, turned. I went from like being uninterested to like going, "Wow, how could this girl, she's like 9 or 10, how can she say something like this?" She said, "They're special because no matter where the bear goes, no matter how lost the bear gets, he'll always find a way to get to where he's supposed to be." She then brought the point home. The bear is not just a bear, it's rather a symbol, and it's a symbol of stability in the chaos in the world around us. This bear teaches us that no matter how lost we get in life, life has a very interesting way of pushing us into the right direction, leading us to where we need to be. I was amazed, and just like how she could even not only articulate like that, but actually be able to communicate that. Her being like 9 or 10, like I don't know any 9 or 10 year old that can speak like that. So I bought the bear, and I looked at the bear, and I noticed it had a word on its paw, and the word spelled out Milano. I don't know what it was, but that prompted me to buy a plane ticket. So as I'm telling you this, I never, ever, ever, ever thought in my life, in this lifetime, that I would ever get a chance to go to Milano. But I think, and I'm going to take the leap, commit, and see what happens.